If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Today is a wonderful day because
the opening.
It's Wednesday, and you can go get lunch and dinner at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland. Closed Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Sunday. If you have not been to Ruhlman's, we've tried to tell you, like all these people say they've gone from the ads and they loved it. Why have you not gone to Ruhlman's yet? Please make plans.
Every week, if you
have gone, go back again.
Please text in if you have a plan. If you haven't been there yet, but you want to go, just let us know that. And we'll try to steer you on what a good day, what a time to be. I can't imagine the excitement in Ashland when Wednesday hits.
It's like every like, week.
There's like fireworks in town.
Yeah. It's like a grand opening every week.
Every week. I mean, all of a sudden it's like, can you imagine Tuesday night, everybody's going to bed going, finally.
Yep.
What is it? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Grand opening.
Philman's is back open.
I mean, that's back.
Grand opening.
Yeah, imagine that on Monday night. What do you got going tomorrow? Nothing. Because there's nothing.
Nothing.
Ruhlman's is closed.
Town's dead.
And all nothing going
sudden,
on.
Nothing going on. All of a sudden now, the thing is just busting with energy.
It's like the fairs in town.
It's like, yeah, it'd be like the carnival.
Every Wednesday.
It's like the carnival shows up every Wednesday.
It's nice.
Yeah.
God, that'd be nice.
People went to bed happy last night.
Dreaming of filet, the Genevieve sirloin,
the
wood-fired chicken, Chilean sea bass. And Sip's crab fried rice he loves there.
A lot of people love that. Crab fried rice.
People are going to have the cookie skillet tonight as well.
All you have to do is ask for it. Get it for free.
That's your early break. The stool? You get it for free.
The stool.
Yeah. Open 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Ruhlman's Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Now, we teased this early in the show that you did watch some baseball last night. There was four games yesterday. Starting off with Guardians-Tigers in the AL. Tigers win 2-1. This game got interesting. In the ninth inning, Guardians had Jose Ramirez on third base. No outs.
Did not score
to tie the game. They strike out to make it one out. And then the guy batting hits at the shortstop, and Ramirez darts for home. Gets thrown out. Fielder's choice. Guy on third with no outs.
Well, did he make it to the plate, or did he get hung up?
He made it to the plate and wasn't even close.
Oh boy!
So now you had two outs.
You're running on contact.
Guy in first base, and they don't score
on contact. We're moving. Were they infield in?
I don't know.
Infield in? You think?
I don't know.
Have to be right. You can't be one deep in the hole. You're not going to get him out. I bet the infield was.
Do you run on contact with one out though?
I mean,
you're down one. You got to score.
Maybe on the ground. He's saying, "Hey, on the ground, we're rolling. Yeah. Ball on the ground.
Good job. Did you play some baseball?
Oh yeah."
Running on contact.
Yeah. So,
God dang. In the majors, the guy just gunned you down. I mean,
The story of the game was, Tarik Skubal, the ace for the Tigers.
Okay.
Skubal. How about this stat line for him? He's been awesome the last couple years. 7 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 14 strikeouts of Guardians batters in
your
the
dad,
first game
of the
day. Your
dad did not take this well.
No, I'm sure he did.
Especially
the guy in third with no outs in the ninth.
Nor did Schaefer.
No.
14 strikeouts?
Ooh. 14 strikeouts of Tarik Skubal in the game. 2-1. 2-1 Tigers beat the Guardians. The next game, the Cubs beat the Padres 3-1. So need one more win to advance to the second round. Red Sox, we mentioned, over the Yankees 3-1. Aroldis Chapman skirts danger.
Yes, he did.
Closed the game.
How about bases loaded, no outs? How about that?
How about he gave up 3 singles in a row?
Yeah.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And then who should we bring someone in? No, there's no one even warming up. You got it.
Big Aroldis.
Yes.
Throwing smoke.
And Dodgers 10, Reds 5 to end the evening last night.
You would know the Reds pitcher. His name is Green.
Hunter Green.
Hunter Green. I think he was a former shortstop. Is that? Yeah. Thank you, Rudy. Former shortstop. And Bill, he's a freakazoid. He has thrown more 100-mile-an-hour pitches than anybody in the majors this year. He's a starter. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a starter who throws 100.
That's true.
Stars a starter who throws 100. Hello. He used to be a shortstop. He's a dude. If you see him, you're just like, okay.
How pumped would you be to see Phil Niekro jog out there just throwing a knuckleball? God, that would be Jake. That
Phil was his brother.
Or his brother, yes.
Yep. Remember his brother?
Yeah.
What was his brother's name?
Phil and...
Phil was way more popular than his brother.
But they were both throwing the knuckleball. That was the thing of beauty. And the catcher is back there just like, how do I keep this ball in front of me? It's all over the place.
Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord.
We love you, Gaylord.
Yeah. I was thinking that last night. What if all of a sudden we're watching that Yankees game and it's bases loaded and all of a sudden Greg Nettles is coming up?
Greg Nettles.
Boone said Joe Niekro was
Joe. Joe Niekro.
Bill and Joe. That's Joe. Right. 100%. Joe.
Thank you. The breakers are amazing. Why did you invoke Craig Nettles into this conversation?
Why not? Because I just pictured, what if I'm coming up there?
Nettles was during the Brett era, and he was really good.
Third baseman.
It was always George Brett. But Yankees had a guy that was pretty good, too, Craig Nettles.
Really good. Need to revise again. This is how the Guardians game, how it got out. Mm-hmm. I'll revise what I said here.
Oh, Jake.
Okay. Do we not have the facts?
Because he got tagged out. This is true. Okay, someone says the ball was hit back to the pitcher. It looked like it was going to go over his head.
Okay.
As a single, and so Ramirez darted home.
Okay.
But he was at third base, so they threw back to third base, and he got tagged out at third.
So he never
trying to get back to third.
So he got hung up.
He got hung up.
Yeah. Okay.
Still, it's a guy.
Okay, so my question right there is going to be baseball chime in. Mm-hmm. Is this all on the runner, or where's the third base coach on this one?
I don't know. The ball.
The ball's got to clear the pitcher, doesn't it? I mean, that's got to be on the runner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
It sounds to me like.
I mean, the ball got hit to the pitcher.
Right. Yeah. He thought it was probably, snap. It's bang bang though.
He got to first, so he hit a single up the middle, and he almost got thrown out at first base, Ramirez. But it was an error, so he went from first to third on that play, which he could have been called out in general if it's just a better throw. So he made a very aggressive play. He's an aggressive base runner, Jose Ramirez.
And I don't want
to try to make a play to tie the game up in the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm. You know the fun phenomenon I love watching, especially in maybe high-end college or MLB, especially is when there's two outs, hey, we're running on contact, and there's a high fly ball hit that's gonna and both guys from first and second just take off running as hard as they can. The guy from second is already home before the ball's caught. It's incredible. It's just like, go!
Don't even look back.
Go!
Casey get your ass moving.
Oh, yeah, and everyone is
that you yelling or Bill? I close my eyes.
Okay. Go!
That's loud.
But imagine... And they're rolling. The guy's all the way home when the ball gets caught in center field. He's like, hey, he might drop it. That was a big...
You never know.
And plus, like, when you're playing, like I said, Legion ball and stuff, there's a chance the guy is going to drop it.
Oh, great.
There's a decent chance.
MLB, very low MLB,
a routine deep fly, not so much chance they're going to drop this thing. It's probably not running. So the speed of... Just watch Legion baseball and watch him run. And it is like the guy's at home before that even happens. So
we're talking baseball right now.
Games are all the same time today. Tigers Guardians at noon, ESPN. Okay. Padres Cubs, 2 o'clock on ABC. Red Sox Yankees, 5 o'clock on ESPN. And Reds Dodgers, 8 p.m. on ESPN.
Okay. That's a pretty good lineup.
It's a pretty good lineup.
And we're talking baseball. I love it.
Baseball. Yeah. When we come back, the mailbag.
The bag.
Song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.